Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ches, and we are on Zion and Mabez. As was mentioned, we have another daf and a half in the sugya of Tashlume Nezek until we get to the Mishnah on Tesa Mabez, where we get back to Maisa Hezek. But now we are on Zion and Mabez. We discussed the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, and we gave four different pshatim to what does Rabbi Akiva add on with the issue of Kal V'chomer Lehektish. We had a couple of deos related to that, and then we discussed the stira between Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmo versus Yashiv, a couple of answers the Gemara gave, and we ended off with a question and an answer. Rav Shmuel Bar Abba from Akronia asked Rabbi Abba, how do we measure the Idis? How do we measure? We know Nezikin pays Idis, and Balchov pays Benonis, and Ksuvas Isha pays Ziburis, but how do we measure the Idis? Do we go by Bishelo? Do we take all of his fields and see what's the best, what's the worst, what's the middle? Or do we take the worlds? If he is a rich guy and he has better fields than everybody else, it's not fair that he's going to have to pay from his own fields. Just let him pay the best of everybody else's fields. Let it be more standard in that way. Or not. So that was the question that we asked, and the Gemara answered that it must be that we go by his fields, because it says, Meitav Sadeh Hu, Meitav Karmo, right? You go by his, Demei, and therefore, the Gemara said, that is what is most appropriate. Again, there might be more lumdus behind that Shaila, right? How personal is it? Maybe it relates to the Chakira that we said yesterday from the stipler and also from others. How much is the payment, Tashlumin, focused on the recipient, or how much is it focused on the giver, the Mazik or the Nizak? The more it's focused on the Mazik, the two formulations we had yesterday was, is it all about, why is Idis? Is it all about because that's the best thing for the Nizak? Right, the focus is on the recipient. So let's say he wants something different, then he would have that choice. Or is the focus on, there has to be a super payment, and the focus is on the mazik, that he has to fulfill certain halachic obligations above and beyond just getting the money across. And that would be, maybe there, that's also behind this question of, do you go by Bishel Olam, or do you go by Bishel Mazik? Just the formula, I just wanted to mention the other formulation that Achronim give that is connected, we mentioned the stiplers, but Rav Gusman's and others, is how do we look at the payment? Do we look at it as there are shibudim? Does the mazik have his fields are now meshubah? Just like if I borrow money, that my fields are meshubah to you. So though if I damage you, my fields are now lien to you, so to speak. Is that the focus? Or is it more demei piron, right? Or there's a seder piron. There's an order of payment that I have to do. Not so much that my fields are meshubit directly connected to the nizak, but there's a seder piron where the Torah advises and demands the order of payment in terms of the quality of the fields. So that's also a different way of saying it. Is it demei seder hagvia or shibud karka mamish of the fields of the mazik? So again, those are two different ways to say it. They're connected formulations, but now we'll continue. So the Gemara says Eisvei, five lines up from the bottom here on Zion Mabes. Ein lo ela idis. What happens if the person does not have idis? What's the case? The person, what person are we talking about? As we will talk about a number of times on this daf, there's a person who has three payments he has to make. He damaged, there's property damaged, he's a mazik, and he's getting divorced, so he has to pay ksuba, and he borrowed money, so he has to, you know, pay some money. So it's a guy who has a lot of creditors against him. So the question is, how does it work in terms of payment? So Eile, if he has everything, then it works out fine. The Idis goes to the Nizak, and the Beninis goes to the Balchov, and the Zipuris goes to Ksuba Zisha. But what if he doesn't have everything? That's the Shaila. Eisvei, Ein lo ela Idis. If he only has Idis, then there's no choice. So kulam govim in a idis, that everybody, is as only has, that everybody gets from the idis, from that quality. What's the chiddush? Says the Meiri, we don't have to wait for him to go buy other lands until he gets Iburis and Beninus. We don't have to wait. No, this is what he has. This is what he has. Bashar Husham. And therefore, everybody gets to collect from that. Ein mamtinin lo acha yikach. What happens if Beninus, if he only has Beninus, if kulam govim in a Beninus, then everybody collects Beninus and Ziburis, kulam kovin Ziburis. But if he only has whatever he has, that's what he pays. We don't have to wait for the future. But now it gets a little tricky. Hayelo idis u Beninus. viz hayelo idis beinonis viziburis. So this was what we said before. If he has all three, nizikin beidis ubachov beinonis uksubasisha viziburis. Fine. If he has all of them, idis ubeinonis. If he only has idis and beinonis, he does not have ziburis. So then what? Nizikin beidis. Fine. What's the going to be the shayla? Balchov uksubas isha bebeinonis. The ksubas isha is bumped up because, you know, there is no ziburis, but we don't say that, oh, a balchov always has to be above ksubas isha. And then maybe a balchov should be bumped up also. No, we don't say that. Balchov and ksubas isha both get beinonis. Beinonis viziburis. What if there is no idis? There's only the bottom two. Beinonis and ziburis. So then nizikin ubalchov bebeinonis. Nizikin was supposed to get the best. Okay, gets beinonis. And the balchov also gets beinonis. Ksubasisha viziburis. Ksubasisha gets what she's supposed to get. So if there's no choice, so the highest or the lowest just goes up one level. Let's continue and then we'll get to the question. Idis viziburis. What if you only have the best and the worst? There's no beinonis. So then, what do you do with balchov? That's the question. So, nizikin be'idis, u'balchov eksubazisha b'ziburis. Balchov doesn't get bumped up, balchov gets bumped down. Why? Because midaraisa, balchov gets ziburis. Right? We bump him up to beinonish, lotin odelas, bifnei lavin, but we don't say that it is a din li'ikuva. Right? L'chatchila. If he has beinonis, but he doesn't have beinonis, then he could go back to the din daraisa. So that is the braisa. So says the Gemara, wait a minute, k'tani miha, Mitzia, in the middle case, it says, what if the mazik only has beinonis viziburis? And in that case, nizikin ubalcho bebeinonis ksubasisha viziburis. So in that case, we say that the nizak collects beinonis. But wait a minute. The e amid bishalo ain't shaman, but if you say our shayla, the whole shayla we started off with, the question is, how do you determine the lands? Do you go by bishalo or bishalo lemon? We answered at the end of yesterday's shiur, bishalo. So how is it possible that he only has beinonis? Whatever the best thing he has should be called idis. B'yamibishalo hein shamin te'ase beinonis shalo ki'idis. So his beinonis should be called idis. And if it's called his idis, so then the balchov should not collect from those lands. V'yidache balchov eitzel ziburis. And the balchov should be bumped down like in the other case, where you only have idis and ziburis, so the balchov gets ziburis. So here too, his best land, if you say bishalo hein shamin, you should say that his best land is considered idis, and the balchov should not be able to collect it. That's the question. The Zid Mekubetzes even says, the Gemara could have asked a different question, that this is, there's also a raya from the fact that the Brisa called it beinonis. Right, not just conceptually, why does the Balchov get this? You should consider it its best land. It's called Beinonis. If you go by Bishalom and Shamin, it should be called Idis. Right, that could also have been a Raya. So the Shilu Gubetza says, the language didn't bother the Gemara so much. Because even if we call it Idis, it's still the Beinonis of the world. So the Gemara, the Brisa could have called it that, even if we would say Bishalom. So that's why the Gemara is not bothered by the linguistic problem, but it's just bothered by the conceptual problem. Again, if we go by Bishalo, then the Balchov should not get the best. The Balchov should get one down, which is the Ziburis. So Gemara answers, Hachma Mayaskinan, Kegon Shaisalo Idis, Umachra. Really, what happened was, you know why the Balchov in this case would get the other lands? Because he had Idis. Why does he get the Beinonis, which is the best land that he has right now? Because he had Idis at the time of the sale, at the time of the lending of the milveh, and he had sold it since then. So earlier, there was other lands that were even better. So, says the Gemara, because of that, already at the earlier moment, the Idis was designated for the Nizak, which he doesn't have now, so nothing to talk about. The Nizak doesn't collect mishubadim from something that was sold, but the Balchov at least. When the person borrowed money, so at that moment, there were three lands, so the middle one was already earmarked for the Malveh, and that's why even though he doesn't have the better land, still the Malveh still gets to collect that. This line also tilts and convinces some of the achronim to the chakira that I just mentioned a few minutes earlier, that there is some type of shibudim when it comes to all of these. By ksubas isha, there's shibudim. By balchov, there's shibudim. But what about by nezek? Are there shibudim? Are there liens really in the property of the mazik once the nezek takes place? Or is it purely just seder hagviya, the order of how collection? So this kind of line convinces some that there is some type of shibudim, and it is not just a question of seder hagviyah. Okay, stop there for a moment. So there is we've talked about all these three different types of payments. Just to make one comment, we know that nezek payment is a din daraisa. That's based on psukim and mishpatim. The first sugi we discussed in the introduction is what about the iser of hezek? That's not mafurish anywhere in the Torah. You have to learn it out from somewhere. But the payment itself, that's made of sadeh, made of karbo yishalem or yashiv lebalav. That's mafurish. The payment of nezek is mafurish. The payment of milveh is also assumed in the Torah, right? There are laws of borrowing, right? There's laws of lending, kesef tal vesami, right? That's there's lending money. That's also, that concept is before us in the Torah. Ksuba is not so clear. The third payment that we're talking about in this Gemara, ksuba is not so clear, and that's why there's a machlokas, as we know, the Gemara in ksuba staf yud, machlokas, whether the concept of ksuba is daraisa or drabanan. Once the husband obligates himself, then that is an obligation, midaraisa. A person can obligate himself to anything. A person can say, I owe you, hodos bal din kemeya edim dami. The question is, does the husband have to obligate himself on a daraisa level? That's the question. And that's the machlokas, whether ksuba is daraisa, ksuba is derabanan. Rov Rishonim assume that ksuba is derabanan. That's the concept. What's the language? Lo te kalabain of lahutsiya. As the Gemara says more than once, we want to make sure that the husband doesn't divorce, cannot divorce his wife in an easy fashion, just on a whim. And therefore, if he knows he has all these obligations, he'll think twice and he'll really try to salvage the marriage in a case where it is salvageable. So that is ksubas isha d'rabanan. But that's what Rov Rishonim say. That's what the Rambam seems to say also, even though the Rambam has, as we have pointed out, has certain hints and echoes that maybe there's a concept d'araisa, which we'll get to back to in a second. But pashtus, the Rambam holds ksubas d'rabanan, as Rov Rishonim say. Bali Tosfos, on that view there in ksubas, quote two deus. Tosfos says that ksuba sounds starts off by saying mashma the ksuba derabanan v'chein ba'isha rabba and yivamis gabein la ksuba kamer ma'itayma tekinu derabanan shlo tekal v'ena v'otzia almasama dashas ksava ksuba derabanan. What's the problem? Tosfos has the language of our ksubas, right? In our ksubas too, you have the language of the chazi lechimi daraisa. That's the language that's in all ksubas. So Rishonim have to say that doesn't force you to say ksubas daraisa. That might just mean in money that is recognized mi daraisa. You have to use very strong money that is a very strong currency. Like the Mishnah said, the ksubas talk about mos kaputkia and the other types of money. So even if you say ksubas drabanan, you could still have the dechazi lechi mi daraisa in the line. But other Rishonim, Rabbi Nutam and the Ri say that ksubas daraisa, right, based on other Gemaras, and don't take shlote kalavein of lotzia. So literally, either way, it is a discussion. But as I mentioned, in the Rambam, even though it is he paskins ksubas derabanan, but he does mention ksuba in a couple of places, which gives us the impression that there's something going on a daraisa level. The koteret, the beginning of Ishus. What's the mitzvah of marriage? We know the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah to get married against the rush. Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. That's the mitzvah of marriage. He mentions ksuba in the koteret. And there are other hints, just to give one more. The Rambam later on, when he discusses, this is not an explicit raya, but it's an interesting line that the Rambam puts in. If you look in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, Perek Yud is about Nisuin. The Rambam talks about Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, "Hamari says a isha v'kasav laksuba v'lo nichnas alachupa." Person is does erusin, writes her ksuba, does not get du chupa yet. Adayin arusa he ve'ena nisua. She's still an arusa. She ain haksuba osa nisuin. Don't think the ksuba makes her married. V'imeis ogirsha go ve'ikir ksubasa mibnei chorin. We to go with Tosefes Klal Hova Lokansa. Okay, what's the havamina? The Rambam has to come out of its way and say, you might have thought that ksuba really makes them married. Makes them married. If ksuba is derabanan, what's the whole discussion here? So there are hints. I saw yesterday that Sam Sofer has a formulation. Not such a well-known formulation, I don't think. But the Sam Sofer on ksubas, he has chidushim on ksubas, and he must have learned this more than once. He obviously learned this more than once. But at the end, he has chidushai mishnas tofkuf samach beis. When he learned this back in 1822, he came up with other chidushim. So he has there, in after the regular chidushim, he has in the back. So on Dav Yud, in the chidushim, Mishnas Tavkuf, Samach Beis and Pei Beis. This is Samach Beis, Pei Beis, not clear. Either way, says the Chassam Sofer, he uses the magical words. He says, Chachamim tiknu lehem levnos Yisrael, ratzal omar, devadai afagat v'ksu bedrabanon, mikol makom, mikivan shemischayev atzmo, laseisla matayim, hari hu mechuyev laseisla min haTorah. That's what we mentioned earlier, that once he commits, so then he's obligated midaraisa, but then he quotes, devadai min haTorah litein lashum mohar, umasran hakasav lechachamim. Uses that magical term. V'shiru chazal shehatam mishum shlo tekal bein avlotzia. What is masar kazal chachamim? The Gemara only has that in two places. But Rishonim use that. So that doesn't just mean a dinder rabbanon, masar nakazal chachamim. And he compares it to malachan chalamoi, where the rabbanon are given the power to create the contours of the dinder araisa. It's a din daraisa. There's an Isra Malachan Chalamoi. What's Asra Chalamoi? The rabbis told us what's included in the daraisa, what's not included in the daraisa. Masran Akasav Lechachamim. Right? The mitzvah of Inui, the Ran at the beginning of Yuma, beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma, the first page of the Ran. There's no Ran on the first prakim of Yuma, because it's not Lamaisa. But the Ran, the beginning of the commentary on Yuma, says, why is it that a Chasan, a Kala, and a Melech are allowed to wash on Yom Kippur? Right? How is it? There's an Isra Rechitza. So if you say all the other Inuyim are Darabanan and only eating and drinking are Daraisa, fine. But if you say the other Inuyim are also Daraisa, right? Machlokas Rishonim, so is there any way to have any Kulas for a King, for a Kala? Says the Ran, Masra Nakasa L'Chachamim. The rabbis interpreted the Torah and said this is not included in the Din Daraisa. Right? That's called Masra Nakasa L'Chachamim. So you have that in a few places. Again, two places in the Gemara, more in Rishonim, but add the Chassam Sofer to the list. Ksuba, Masr HaKasav L'Chachamim. The rabbis determined that this is part of the marriage process, according to the Torah. That's the Chassam Sofer on Daf Yud, Chidushim, Mishnas, Tav, Kuf, Samach Beis. I think it's Samach Beis. Okay, let's continue. So now we understand, hopefully we have some more ideas about the three payments that Argamar is talking about. The payment of Mezek, the payment of Balchov, which are for sure Daraisa, and Ksuba, which is a little more involved. And there's a machlokas about it. Vaita, let's continue now. So the Gemara tried to prove Akasha on Vishalo ain't Shaman, and we answer no. It's a case where he had Idis and then he sold it. He had Idis Umachra. Says the Gemara now, but the sixth line, seventh line, Hachanami Mistavra, this also makes sense that the chilik is whether he had Idis to begin with or not. Why? Midiktani Achrisi, because there's another Raisa. Another Brisa says, Beinonis v'ziburis, if the person only has Beinonis and Ziburis, Nezikin bebeinonis, Balchov iksubas isha v'ziburis. So one second, that's a stira, Kashin adadi. Our first Brisa that we quoted, if the person only has Beinonis and Ziburis, the Balchov takes from Beinonis. And this other Brisa says, if he only has Beinonis and Ziburis, the Balchov takes from Ziburis. Kasha el lashra mino, so must be. What's the answer? Kasha isolo idis umachra. The first price is where he had idis at the time of the milveh, and then he sold it. That's why the Balchov already has earmarked the beinonis, even though it's the best that he has left. But kasha shalo isolo idis umachra. So that is the chilik hachanami. It makes sense, mistavra, that is the answer of the prices. What exactly is the crucial moment? He had Idis and he sold it. So Pashtus is the time of the loan. That's the simple interpretation. That's what the Nesivus says. The Nesivus writes in Simen Kuf Beis, the time of the loan. There is a difficult line in the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo says maybe it's at the time that he is chayiv to pay. At the that time he had Idis and he didn't pay yet and then he sold it. Yeah, and the Nesivus argues on that. But the Yamshel Shlomo right here in our Gemara says he thinks that is the... That is the crucial moment. He doesn't mention the other tzad. He just says that in our Gemara, the Hadar Mina Besugya Shaislo Idis Umachra La'achar Halva'a Hachi Pirusho Shemachra La'achar Zman Sheraui Haya Hachov Ligvos Kagon Kasav Lo Lefroa Betishrei Umachra La'achar Tishrei. But Pashtus is like the Nesiva says, and that is you go from the time of the sale. But either way, that's the Hachanami Mistavra. So says the Gemara not so fast. There are other ways to explain the stira in the brisa. Meaning, we're not knocking out that answer, we're just saying there are other ways to explain it, so it's not muchrach. Hachanai Mestaver is always adding on a raya. It has to be this way, so it doesn't have to be this way. There are other possibilities. We're about to give three other possibilities how to explain the difference in the brises. So you're not forced to say machra lo idis, haisa lo idis u machra. How else? Vi'i bayis ema. So our girsa is vi'i bayis ema. But if you look in the Maharam Lublin, the bottom of the Marsha, one of the greats in Lublin, the Chagas Aryeh writes a haskama to the Maharam Lublin in his Chuvis. Maharam Lublin, he says, I know these svarim are the best svarim out there today. It's hard to get, and I know there's a new printer printing it. Nobody's allowed to print it other than this printer. But he gave him a big haskama. So the Maharam in the back changes this girsa from Vibayis Ema to Lo. Because this is not a second answer, this is just rejecting and saying it's not a Hakanami Mistavra. So, Iba Yisema, we'll read it as we have it. Idi vi idi shalo haisalo idisu machra. Really, both brises. What brises? Again, the case is where there's Beninus and Ziburis, and there's a Stira. Does the Baal Chov collect from the Beninus or from the Ziburis? So, the first answer we said was, oh! Did he have idis originally? No, there are three other ways to explain the machlokas, to explain the stira. Idi idi shalohai salo idisu machra. He didn't have. Velokasha. Ha deshavya beinonis shalok idis da alma. The second brisa is where the beinonis was like idis of the world. Vekan de lo shavya beinonis shalok idis da alma. Meaning the machlokas is whether, You assume that you go by Bishel Olam Hein Shamin, and that's the question about what was his Beinonis Shaveh. The second brisa, his Beinonis is like Idis the Alma, and that is why that's called Idis, and that's why the Baal Chov doesn't get from it. But the second brisa is where his Beinonis is not Ki Idis the Alma, so his Beinonis is Beinonis. And therefore, the Baal Chov could take from that. Or, Vibay Yisema, another option, another way out. His Beinonis was like the world's Beinonis. And maybe the Brises are Gufa arguing about our issue. Mar Savar Bishelo Hein Shamin. And therefore, his Beinonis is considered Idis. And that's why the Baal Chov does not collect from that. That's the second Brisa. Umar Savar Bishelo Olam Hein Shamin. You go by the Olam, and therefore, fine, he doesn't have Idis. But this is Beinonis, and this is considered Beinonis of the world, and that is why the Baal Chov can collect from there. And finally, Ravina Amar Bida'ula Pligi. Maybe the Machlokes is about the din of Ula, the difference in the Brises. The Amar Ula, because Ula says, Vartara Baal Chov Beziburis. Really, Mida Raisa, a Baal Chov collects from Ziburis. Remember, in all these discussions, the person owed is going to get the same amount of money that he's owed. The question is, in what quality of land? Are you allowed to give larger qualities, less quality, larger quantities, less quality, or not? So the Ula says on a Daraisa level, the Baal Chov gets Ziburis. Baal Chov, Baal Chov, Ziburis. Shene Amar, Bachutz Tamod, as the Pasuk says, the creditor stands outside the house, V'ha'ish asher atano shebo, yotzi elecha es ha'avot achutza. And the man that you are literally biting in, that you are owed money from, he goes in and brings out the security outside. Madarko shel adam lahotzi lachutz. What does an average debtor bring out? Pacho shebekelim. He'll bring out the worst. What's he going to give you? His best stuff. He's going to give the worst stuff. So therefore, Mida Araisa, that's a din, that Ziburis is collected by a Baal Chov. Umatam Amru, Baal Chov Bebeinonis, so why do we say Mida Rabbanon, a Baal Chov is Bebeinonis, Kadei Shalot Tinodelis, Befnei Lavin, so that people will lend if they always know they're going to be paid back with the worst, so they wouldn't lend money. So, Mida Rabbanon, we bump it up. Mar, Isleg, Takanta Deula, Mar, Isleg, Takanta Deula, that's the Machlokes. It's Machlokes about whether there is such a din to Rabbanon. Or the Rabbanan were mokim it, or the Rabbanan left it on the din d'araisa. That is the that's the Gemara. Good. One or two other points. The Pnei Yeshua just wonders why the Gemara says it's a machlokas about Ula. Just say it's a machlokas about the Mishnah. Mi d'araisa, we say that a Baal Chov pays b'ziburis. It just says the Mishnah Gittin said that they tikkun olam. What's Ula? Right. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, all the Mishnah is in the fifth parak about the takanos mipnei tikkun olam. So that's the machloka. It's not about so much ula. L'chora lashana gemara tamua. D'mai kamar b'de'ula kamiflagi. Kibin de'travayu isluhu masha amar b'tchilas dvarav. Dvar Torah balcho b'beinot b'ziburis. That's ula said. Ula said, this is the din d'araisa, and the Rabbanan added on. So what's Ula? Ula is just quoting the Din D'Oraisa. He's quoting the Mishnah. Elamad de lesle de Ula haynu asof dvarav. Shamar takanas chachamim bevenunis. V'ze eno mishal Ula ela Mishnah seinuhi. V'perak anizakin v'havle lemeimar b'masisam pligi. So he works out the Lashon, how it could really fit in, even though the Gemara says that. Tosfos adds on two other little points here. First of all, Madarko shel Adam, to bring out Pachos Shebekelim. Tosfos asks, didn't we just say yesterday, middle of Amabez, that all Metalflin are called Metav, whatever you bring out? So how is this Gemara quoting this Pasuk to say, oh, you see Ziburis, all Metalflin are Metav? Right, that's how we answer the Sira between Yashiv and Meitav. So Tosfos says, Afal Pi, the Gemara says that, that's true in a sense, but still, Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Kishemotzi Kalim, Darko Lahotzi Hagarua. Ukishemotzi Karka, Nami Darko Lahotzi Ziburis. It's still a parallel. Right? Tosfos says, I acknowledge your problem, that in a sense, when you're paying, when the Nizak is paying, getting paid by the Mazik, the Mazik's allowed to give Metaltalin, because it's all called Meitav, but still Tosfos says this is at least a remez to say that it all goes by the negative. And by the way, Tosfos says Venira da halacha de bishalo hein shamin, it goes by bishalo.
Could that possibly part of the problem be that when you have poor quality material, you have to give more, and you're going to sell it another place, then it's more tircha.
Right, there is, but again, like we said yesterday, if there's any type of tircha that's required, they're generally like the soap case, right? It wouldn't be required to do. So again, the Tosfos acknowledges the question, and he says it's still a remez that we can have. Okay, let's continue. The Tosfos read also maybe quotes here. He says maybe there's a difference between nezek and balchov in terms of metaltalin. Right, it's a more fundamental answer. The Tosfos Rit says, Nira Lila Tarets, Gabi Nizikin Amrinan Hachi. By Nezek, we say, all metaltalin is considered Metav. Di Meta, O Metav, Yoevo Shavakesa, Filu Subin. Aval Gabi Chov, we wouldn't say that. By Chov, we would say that there's a difference, and one really has to give the Midaraisa, give anything, and there would be levels of Ziburis, even in metaltalin. Okay, you gotta work out exactly that lumdus. Tana Rabbana, let's continue. Right in the middle. Says the Gemara, Machar le'echad olo shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad. Other cases where the person doesn't have the same properties that he used to have left. So somebody sells to all of his properties, all of his lands to another person, or to three other people. What's the half? Well, at once. Machar le'echad olo shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad. Kula nichrusu takas abayalim. So if Reuven sells all of his property to Shimon, so now Shimon is Reuven. And Shimon takes the place of Reuven. And therefore, Nichlesu Takas Abaylam. If Shimon now has all three types of lands, so each of those creditors come and take the type of land that they're supposed to get. Right? The Batnet Mazit, the Niza comes and takes the Idis, and the Balchov, the Benonis, and the Ksubazisha, the Ziburis. That's all if they are sold all at once, whether to one person or to three people. But if they're sold one after another, kuban govim min ha'achron. So then all the creditors get from the last land that was sold. Why is that? Because the rule is that one never collects from nechashim mishubadim b'makam sheish b'nei chorin. If there are there are lands that are not indentured, there are lands that are not taken, they're left by the one who owes, so that's what's collected from. So you go by the last one. So even though it's Ziburis, and everybody's going to get from Ziburis, ein lo, if there's not enough in that last one that was sold, gova mishelefanav, then you collect from the one that was sold second to last. Ein lo, gova mishelefnefanav. And if not, you keep going back, and you collect from the one that was sold, getting towards the end, but that's how it is done. Tosfos discusses the Dimaskal Kulan. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, 1 second. Why would you ever be able to collect from Mishubadim? Because it is a type of Chiyav that's like a Milva Bishtar. Right? Milva Alpeh cannot collect from Mishubadim. Only a Milva Bishtar, to use that Lashon of Milva. Nezek. What's Nezek considered? The Gemara is assuming that all of them you could go to Mishubadim. So Milva, obviously we're talking about a Milva Bishtar. And Ksubas Isha, that's a star. What about Nezek? Could a Mazik collect, let's say a Mazik doesn't have any, he sold all of his property since the time of the Nezek. So can a nizak go and collect? V'yim tomar, yes, tosis. V'ha nizikin milve alpeninu. U milve alpelo gavi mi mishabdi. How does this whole discussion get off the ground? Right, if it's milve alpe. The nizak shouldn't be able to collect anything. Answers tosis, v'yish lomar, v'kisha amad v'din, k'milve b'shtar damya. First answer is in Achinami. If there was no Hamadas Adin, then the Nizak would not be able to collect from any Mishubadim. But the case is where there was already Hamadas Adin. Bezin already told the Mazak he has to pay, so then it turns into like a Milvet Bishtar, because Bezin was already Mechayev it. Kedam Rabba goes to Basra, like it says later on. Inami, or then Tosis quotes, Milve Haksuve Batora, Kiksuve Bishtar Damya Vechayev. Tosis quotes Lishitaso, what we discussed back in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel. There are two different types of obligations. Milva ksuva batorah, milva she'ena ksuva batorah. Milva just means an obligation. What does that mean? Milva she'ena ksuva batorah means a milva, a type of obligation that I would know exists even if the Torah hadn't said it. If I borrow money from you, then of course I have to pay you back. That's ena ksuva batorah. You don't need the Torah to tell me that obligation. Pidyon haben, if the Torah would never have said the mitzvah pidyon haben, then I would not have known that I have to pay the Kohen, you know, five slayim. That's not logical. That's a mitzvah zatorah. That's a milveh haksuvah batorah. So most are pretty obvious. What is in each category? What about nezek? What about nezek? So we would think that's a milveh she'en haksuvah batorah. If I damage you, of course I have to pay you. The Torah says it. But is it halachically something that I would have known without it? Milveh she'en haksuvah batorah or milveh haksuvah batorah? So Tosfos says here, milveh haksuvah batorah. Wow. And Tosfos says that also in Kiddushin, Adaf Yud Gimel, Tosfos Yud Gimel Amabez on the top, Milva Ksuva Batorah, Kagon, Karbanos, Pidyon Aben, Arachin, V'Nezikin. Which one of these is unique? Shelo hayu yodim im yonei nesinos halalu im lo sheneschai v'hatorah b'feirish. So you might say, we might not know the details of Nezek, like Idis, you might have known. But there's something about the payment of Nezek that the Tosfos calls Milva Haksuva Batorah. Avo Milva. Kigon shalavolo ma'us below star. Tosfos says that's a milvah she'en ksuvah batorah. That's a milvah she'en ksuvah batorah. That's Tosfos kiddushin. That's what Tosfos says here. Lishitaso that it's a milvah ksuvah batorah, and therefore it has the status of kiksuvah bishtar damya. So in a sense, it's stronger. In a sense, it's weaker. It's just different. Did the Torah say it? So once the Torah says it, maybe that gives it even stronger teeth than a milvah she'en ksuvah batorah. Or to say the opposite. The fact that it's logic, it's even stronger. So it's different. You can look at it both ways. But that's Tosfos gives that. If you look here in the Gra points out this is a machlokas rishonim. According to Tosfos, Tosfos' answer doesn't get off the ground. But if you look, for example, at Tosfos Arash, the Tosfos Arash there in Kedushin Yud Gimel, verbatim Tosfos leaves out one word, Nezikin. Leaves out that word. He quotes exactly what the Tosfos Arash often does, but he leaves out that word Nezek, because maybe he's uncomfortable with calling Nezek a milveh haksuva batorah. But that's mentioned here also in the Gra, his comment on Tosfos. So let's continue now, back to the Gemara. So the Braisa quoted that if somebody sold all of their lands at the same time, then the buyer is nichnas into his shoes. But if it's one after another, so then you collect from the later. So the Gemara says now, Machram le'echad hechidami, what's the case where a person sold it to one person? If you sold it all at once, a person sold all of his lands to one person at once, Hashta l'shlosha, if the other case of the Braisa, if I sold it to three people, de'ika l'meimer chad minayo kadim, where I could have said, well, wasn't one person before the other person? Amart kulam nechazut achaz abaylim, and yet, if you sell it at once to three different people, you still say, nechazut achaz abaylim, machram l'echad mibay. So surely, if you sold it all to one person, what's the chiddush of that case? It must be bezecharzeh. The chiddush must be that the case of selling it to one person is even if you sold it to one person one day, the next day, the next day. And even there you say, nichnas tachas abaylim. You don't say you go by the last one. Umayshnas, now the Gemara says, Umayshnas shlosha, so then why by three people if it's done bezecharzeh? To call chad v'chad omarlei, each of the earlier buyers say, Hinakti l'chamakam likvos bimenu, I left you place to collect from, so you cannot collect from me unless all the Bnei Chorin are taken up. So hani hainami. Akol chad v'chada, leimaleh hinakti l'chamakam likvos bimenu. So too with one person. If it's bezeach or zeh, why is there a difference between three people and one person? says the Gemara, Hacha b'maya skinon. This is the case. Kigon shalokach idis b'achrona. Idis was the last to be bought. And the issue is that the person wants to collect idis, but v'chein amar Rav Shimon, kigon shalokach idis b'achrona. And if he did that, fourth Y line in Rashi, t'nicha leila mesav lo kidinai v'lo lez lo basar idis. Right, one person, remember, bought all three. One after another. But he'd rather not pay the last one. The one who's the creditor wants the last one. Idavka wants the last one. So this becomes a little different. So Gemara says, Yachi, leisikulo v'ligvo meidis. So, lamaisa, so they should all collect from the last one. What's the issue? The last one is the last b'nei chorin, the last one that was not sold, so that should be the one that everybody collects from. Why should the buyer have any control? Answer, mishum da'amar lahu, because he could say, remember, it's one person bought all the lands. Da'amar lahu, he could say to the creditors, ishas kisu v'shaklisu kidinaychu shaklisu. If you take what you're supposed to get, meaning, I have all three now. So, Mr. Balchov, I'll give you beninus. Right? Ksubas isha, I'll give you ziburis. If you all take what you're supposed to take, fine. But if not, v'ilo, you know what I'm going to do? Mahadrana shtara de ziburis lamare. I'm going to give back some of the lands. I'm going to give it back. The language of the Gemara is like, I'll return the shtar. So the Rishonim, the Rashi here says, it's lav daf, doesn't mean that. It means you'll sell it back. And then, v'shaklisi kulam iziburis. And then you're all stuck. Then you'll all get ziburis. So we could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way, says the buyer. And if you want to take all what you're supposed to get, fine. If not, then I'm going to make it as if that there is still ben chorin to collect from. So says the Gemara, ihachi, if that's true, but izakin nami ne mahachi. So why can't you say that even by Nezikin? By the Nezikin, right? Nezikin is supposed to get idis. Why can't he threaten and say, oh, you better take benonis? So Ella, rather, this is the case that's discussed there. Hachamayaskinan biyasmi. Delav b'nei piron inhu. We're talking about the seller is not alive anymore. So it's Yesomim. So there's no land. So he can't say, I'll give it back. Why? Because any land that's given back to Yesomim after the father dies, that's also, you're not allowed to collect from there. That's considered bought after the father died, so it's not meshubid to the previous obligations. So biyasmi delav b'nei piron inhu v'shibuda delay ale didei ramya. And really, the obligations now are on him, are on the buyer. Hilchach lekalam emar hachi. So that's why that brisa, you can't say this. So what are we up to now? So now we're back to the original question: if idis was bought last, so why shouldn't all of them collect from idis? You can't say, oh, he could threaten. He can't threaten. There you sow him. So, Ela Mishum, so this is the reason. Ela Mishum Da'amar Lahu. Why does the Braisa say that Nichnas Tachas Abaylim? Why don't they all collect Ba'achrona? Ela Mishum Da'amar Lahu. He says, Time in my Amar Abanan. Ein if Ramin Achazim Mishubatim. B'makam Sheish B'nei Chorin. Why is that din true? Mishum Takanta Didi. That's to protect me. Meaning, if I bought land and I left property with the seller, so then it's all to protect me. Because you can't come to me. I'll say, you know, I left you land. I'm not interested in that takana d'rabanan, and therefore this land was also meshubid to your obligations. Kid the Rava, like Rava says, Dama Rava, call Omer efshi bet takanas chachamim kagon zu shomin lo. Anyone who says I don't want to list, I'm not interested. The takana is for me. I'm not interested. So I'm giving you this other land that I bought earlier, even though I had left other lands with the seller. So we listen to him, and the person's allowed to say that. Maika gonzu kidrav huna, damar af huna, yechola isha shetoma labayla, eini nizonis veini osa. The woman could say, I know you have to feed me in exchange for maisi adayim, but I know I'm really the breadwinner in the family. So I'm going to keep my maisi adayim, and you don't have to give me mizonos. So that's the case of the brisa, why it is that even if I sold all three lands to the same person, one after another, Nichnas Tachas Habaylim. The Rush here notes that even if the person, the buyer, does not say this, we would say it for him. right? A we would tie it for him was called psach picha leilim. Umishum to amar lelokeya efshi betakanas chachamim af ilotain kigon zeh psach picha leilim betaaninan lehu. And we're toying on his behalf, which is a sugya that comes up elsewhere too. Taaninan and the pilpula harifta on the bottom of the rush says the koma de yizke mitzara din de dina hachi velotali beuvda. He continues, this is what we do, even if he doesn't tie it in himself, we would claim that for him, and that's where the din is, nichnas tachas avayalam. It's not just, oh, if he happens to say it. No, Bezin says it for him, and that's why this is what we give for collection to all the people involved. Okay, moving right along. So, as we said, one more daf related to all of these types of cases. Pshita. So says the Gemara, pshita, it's obvious, we're still talking about the case that Idis was nikne b'achrona. So pshita, machar, lokeach. So now what happens if Reuven sold to Shimon all of his property? Last was the Idis. Now Shimon sells some of those property to Levi. So, mishita, machar, lokeach, beinonis, viziburis. Vishir Idis lefanav. If the person sold the beinonis and the ziburis and he kept the Idis, lesi kuluvalikvim Idis. Everybody, he bought Idis last and he still has the Idis. So then, for sure, they collect from Idis. The ha'achronahi, that was the last one. Ubeinus viziburis last nuhu gabe. He doesn't have that anymore. To matzi lameimer lehu, that he could say to them, "Gav ubeinus viziburis." To lo nichalei v'takanta drabanan, but he can't say that anymore. Collect, because that's what he sold. And this is more balchov. This is more bnei chorin than anything else. Aval, but what about this case? Aval machar Idis v'shir beinus viziburis. My, what if he sold the Idis and he has with him Beinonis and Ziburis? What's the halacha there? Meaning, can he say, well, the Idis is what I bought last, so you go buy it from Levi. You go take it from Levi. Or not. Savar Abaya Lameimar Asu Kulu Gavim Idis. Abaya thought, yeah, that's what you say. He could say to them, go collect from the Idis, which I sold. Omar Le Rava. Rava says he cannot. Ma Macharishon Lasheni Kos Chus Shetavu Liyado. What did the first buyer sell to the second buyer? Not just property, but rights. Kol zchus shetav al yado. If he has zchuyos in this land, so that zchus was also sold. The Maharam in the back says, ki'ilu hisna. It's as if there was this condition made when he sold the land. And therefore, v'kivan de'ilu asu gabi lokeach rishon. If the first buyer still all had the land, matzi agvil humi beinus viziburis, he could give him from the other lands. V'afalpi dechizavni beinus viziburis. Akati idis b'nei chorin havye. Even though idis was really what was most appropriate, because that was a b'nei chorin. V'yei nifram inachazim mishubadim kol zman dike b'nei chorin. Even though that's true, what did we just say up above? Matzi amarle lo nichali b'hai takana. He could say, I'm not interested in that takana, and therefore I could give you beinus viziburis. So lokeach sheni nami. So the same thing applies to the buyer. Matzi amarle gavi beinus viziburis. He could say, collect, meaning the second buyer could say, go back to the first buyer, right, and go collect from his beinus and ziburis. Dechizavin lokeach sheni, because when he bought it, adaita dekoz chusa dehavel ilarishon begava zavin. Aldas, all the zechuyos. I'm not just buying land, I'm buying the rights of this land. Just like you could have had claims to protect this land, so those protection claims were also transferred to me. That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Good, but it all has to do with the Balchov and the fact that he could say, if there's a Takana Drabanan that is Litovati, I'm allowed to say I don't need it. Again, generally, Dinim Drabanan, they're for the good of society. It's not for anybody personal. And you can't say, oh, I'm not interested in this din. This din drabanan. The din of any type of gzeira or takana. But these are personal types of dina made for my good. And therefore, a person could say, you know, I'm not interested. Amar Rava Viter. A couple of cases. We'll do one or two of them today. Reuven Shemachar Kol Sados of L'Shimon. Reuven sold all of his property, all of his fields to Shimon. V'holach Shimon u'machar sada achas l'Levi. And Shimon sold one of the fields to Levi. Right, Reuven sold all of this to Shimon, and Shimon sold one of those to Levi. Uba balchov de Reuven. And now the balchov of Reuven comes. Who does he collect from? Shimon, who has almost all the fields, or Levi, he even has one. Ratza mizego ve ratza mizego. He collect from either. Collect from the Beinonis, from one, the Ziburis from the one, he collect from either one. That's what Rava says. But now the Gemara limits it. V'lo amran ela dezavin beinonis. This is only if the beinonis was what was sold, because that's really what was earmarked for him. And therefore, if the third guy has beinonis, the second guy has ziburis, so then the Reuven's creditor could choose. Aval zavin idis v'ziburis lo. But if he only sold idis and ziburis, then he cannot go to person number three, he could only go to person number two. Because he said, that's exactly why I didn't buy the Beinonis. I only bought lands that are not earmarked for you. Limit one. So you can only go to both if Beinonis was sold. And also, and even if only Beinonis was sold, even if the Beinonis was sold, it's only if there was no other Beinonis left in the hands of Shimon. Because he can't say, go collect from Shimon. Aval shir beinonis dechvasei gabi Shimon. But if Levi left beinonis property enough to collect from in the hands of Shimon, lo gavi mine, then the baal chov of Reuven cannot collect from Levi. To matzi amalei, because he could say to him, inakti l'chamakom ligvos bimenu. Again, I left you place to collect from, so you cannot collect from me. Again, this is a sugya related to shibudim, and how do we look at shibudim, and the rights of the people involved, but it's all just, figuring out exactly what was the order, what was left, what was earmarked to be given to the creditor, and what rights do each of the people have in the cases. Okay, we'll stop here by this case of Amar Abaya. So tomorrow we get into Kinyan Chazaka, and we get into Hidr Mitzvah, and we get into a couple of other items that come up here on Daf Tes in Maseches Baba Kama. Okay, we'll stop here.